Now you will hear the first talk. Look at the questions. Listen to a retired teacher speak about high school.
I taught high school for more than 20 years, and, to be honest, those were both the best and hardest years of my life. A lot of energy goes into teaching teenagers. Setting up a kid to succeed in high school can be challenging. A lot of parents aren't sure how to be involved. Either they don't get involved at all because they want to encourage their child's independence, or they get involved too much and smother their child. By the time they're in ninth grade, students can mostly advocate for themselves. If they need to make up a missing assignment or want to know their grades, they can and should ask for themselves. The same applies when they need help with a project or assistance dealing with a difficult classmate. In most situations, they're completely capable of finding and speaking with the right person. The problem is, they don't want to. Speaking with adults makes them feel awkward and uncomfortable, so they tend to avoid these conversations. But that doesn't mean a parent should get involved. These situations present opportunities for parents to say, "I believe in you, and I believe you can handle this." High school should encourage student independence. In a few short years, the students will be driving, dating, and maybe even living on their own. They're not prepared for these situations when they first enter high school, but teachers and parents should provide the skills they need to do things on their own.